Good evening. Amy, how are you going?
Good. How are you, Paul?
I'm good. It's been a minute, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's good. It's like a little holiday for us.
I know. I think we've got some stories to tell after the several weeks we've had off.
Yeah.
And I bet everyone's wondering, where have we gone? You've probably heard some reruns that Planet FM have been running. Thank you to those guys for keeping the ship going whilst we've been out of action. It's been a weird few weeks, and
we have a few news going on.
I know. It was no surprise that there was a cyclone about a month ago.
Now it's all disappeared.
What was it, 4 or 5 weeks ago? Yes, and it's all returning back to normal. All but for some. I mean, myself and my wife included, we've had to vacate our house for the foreseeable future because we've had some flooding, we've had a driveway slip away. It's been crazy. We've had all sorts of things happening, and we're on the west coast, so no one out there got off too lightly. But everyone's safe, everyone's okay, so we'll carry on.
Yeah, it seems like my dad lost his friend yesterday.
Yeah, it's been a crazy, crazy, wild time. And just for those out there, we've got Amy, myself in the room. We're waiting for Stephen. He usually turns up a little bit later in this session, so we'll be welcoming him into the show shortly. But we'll kick into a song, I think. But coming back, like I said, some stories to tell. We'll catch up with you shortly. Let's play. What do you reckon? Play It Again by Luke Bryan.
Yeah, let's play that.
Let's dive into that. Sounds like a goodie. All right, talk to you soon.
Sitting all alone over on the tailgate, 10 legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking, no way, she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup. Talking over the speakers in the back of that truck, she jumped up and cut me off. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. Taking my hand, spinning in the headlights.
I asked Luke Bryan, who plays a play again, asked for his CFM.
That was from an album called Crash My Party.
Ah, Luke I don't Bryan. Know what it's called, Crash My Party.
Every so often I feel like listening to country music. I don't know why. I think it's because it's quite upbeat and it's happy. It's always major and very major key and very optimistic.
If I play country, I just sit down and do something in my room.
Do you? Yeah, it's productive music, isn't it? I don't know, there's something about it.
Yeah.
Luke Bryan, he's one of your key players, obviously. Quite commercial, quite poppy, but that's all part of that game, I think. What do you like best about country?
My favourite is the TV show of...
Nashville?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from Nashville, now I've got into country songs.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
And Dad asked me, Dad told me to listen to some bit of country.
A bit of a country theme today. I think we need some more optimistic vibes.
Yeah.
Given the last few weeks. But yeah, it's really good to be back. And Speakeasy FM and just keeping the conversations and the banter alive.
We're trying to still be awake.
I know. One of the things we always kick off the week with is just talking about the week. I mean, how was your week? I know it's been a few weeks, but let's talk about this week.
It was good. I spent time with Kelly on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Your friend Kelly?
Yeah.
Shout out to Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
And on Wednesday, you hung out with...
Yeah, your wife and also my sister.
Your sister, Lizzie. That's cool. And yeah, she said she had a great time.
I had a lovely time with Lizzie. Well,
it's nice you're able to do that now. She's on maternity leave as of this week, so... It's really nice that you guys get to spend that time together. And then soon there'll be a little crying...
Nephew.
I say crying because that's probably all the noise he'll make for the first couple of weeks.
That's going to be my job, is that I'm crying.
It's going to be great having you around as an auntie. Yeah. Now, of course, we're residing with you guys now.
Yeah.
For a bit, until our house is ready.
Well, I thought you'd stay with us, like, forever.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I love it.
There's never good timing to be moved out of your house, especially when a baby's on the way, but it has been a silver lining to be around you guys and to have, you know, what's going to be, a different time soon when baby's born, to have all you guys around, enjoying it with us.
I hope he likes the dogs.
Yeah, he'll have no choice.
Yeah.
Of course, how many dogs have we got there then? Three, I guess. Our dog, Alfie.
Yeah, your dog, Alfie, my dog, Finley, and Boris' dog is Charlie.
What's your favourite?
My dog, Finley.
you're meant to say I like them all equally.
I like both, but my favourite from my life is Finley.
Yeah, Vinny's your dog, huh? Yeah. And let's not forget, we've got one more little furry animal floating around.
Charlie.
No, you said Charlie. Can you think of who the other one is?
Kenna.
The one that only comes out at night. Yeah, Kenna.
Yeah, Kenna, your cat.
Kenna's the cat. And cats don't like moving, but we've moved. We've moved her for the first, I think, day or two. She sat behind the couch. I felt so bad. She was just sitting there.
That cat is mine.
Yeah, and then now she's come out and she's explored the whole area. And I think she comes down to your room, doesn't she, sometimes?
Yeah. Well, she came. I think you were on a holiday then.
Probably.
And, yeah. She came into my bedroom. I called Mom. What am I gonna do with a cat?
Because you're not used to cats, are you? You never really had them.
It's a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've always had cats around. Yeah. I love them. This cat, Kenna, is so... She's fine. You don't have to worry about her. Let her in. Let her sit on your bed.
Oh, yeah.
She is... she's great. You'll get on really well with her.
Yeah. Well, I do love cats because we had lots of cats. That's right. Me and Lizzie were young.
That's cool.
Boy.
And Rory, your brother.
Yeah.
Let's dive into another song. Now, country theme. This one here is from Nashville Cast.
Yeah, and that's your favourite
Chris
place.
Carmack. My favourite. One of my favourite places indeed. Nashville. Yeah. Nashville, Tennessee.
I kind of like this song because I like this actor singing this.
This is What If I Was Willing.
Yeah.
By Chris Carmack and the Nashville Cast. All right, let's see it. See you soon on Speakeasy FM.
What if you were wearing a sun? undress, sitting out on your front steps, waiting on someone to run with. Oh, baby, what if you were needing some restless heart, kicking up dust in his fast car, pulling right up to where you
All right. Stephen, we've got Stephen in the room. That was What If I Was Willing, and in the time of that song, Stephen and Steph walked in. Welcome. How are you going?
Good.
It's been a few weeks. We've just been catching up here, haven't we, whilst we're at song, but it's been a bit of a ride. I was telling you a story, too, that we haven't told in this show yet. I think earlier on we're talking about the floods and everything, but on Saturday we got burgled, just to top it all off. And the guy who did it, I think he regretted it slightly. You people out there listening might remember about a week ago there was a story was in the news on several articles. I think I heard it on the radio too in the morning. But yeah, a local, a neighbour of mine took a swift action on this burglar who also assaulted our neighbour and pinned him to the ground. And police were very quick to get there and take care of the situation. So that's what happens, you know. Sometimes if you think you're going to be rogue and go and burgle and assault someone in a small, quiet town, that small, quiet town might just be almost literally waiting in the bush
and
for a situation like that.
Someone takes you down.
Yeah, and then someone just takes you down.
You don't want to be that person.
No, I know, and I think he regretted it instantly. But that's okay. That's what happens. All right, let's jump to a song anyway. We'll come back with some more stories and we'll catch up. What's that?
Good news.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good, I guess, as good a result as it could have been in the end.
It's bad news, actually.
Yeah. When we come back, we'll hear some stories and we'll catch up with Stephen and see what's going on. All right, let's play I'm Alright by Joe D. Messina. See you shortly.
Well, it's been a long time, glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. Younger, they thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right.
That was a nice song. It's called "I'm Alright." It's by Joe D. Messina. Ames, what do you like about that song? You chose it.
I quite like it because it's more country.
Ah, yeah, country. It's because it's a country theme today. I quite like, yeah. As I was saying before, it's quite country's quite optimistic and upbeat. What do you like about country music? Do you like country music, Steve?
Yes.
What do you like about it? It's just happy. Maybe
it's got a nice sound to it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you can get carried away, and they're just super happy and upbeat, and
even if they're singing about stuff that's not.
Yeah, well, they put a positive spin on it, I suppose.
Like my wife cheated, they'll still be like.
It's like blues music, but upbeat, and less guitar-y, I suppose.
I like chatting what people get up to.
Well, it's been a busy few weeks, and we're part of the homeless club now, Stephen and I.
Yes.
And we've got some other friends who are part of that club now as well, the Haywoods. Thoughts go out with them, obviously. They are all safe, so we're all happy.
We should play them.
It's been a ride. That's for sure. Cool. Who knew a cyclone could have that much?
Me and Mum and Dad are safe.
Yeah, you guys are great, and this is good. So we're all able to huddle down with you. What's it been like for you the last few weeks? You said you've been quite busy. I can only imagine. What's it been like, Stephen?
Sleeping, snoring.
That's rather interesting.
What have you learnt? Anything you've, any lessons you've taken away that you can tell our listeners from learning about, you know, having something like that happen and then being homeless and having to move house and taking your animals?
Just take it as it comes, take one step at a time.
I think so.
And just enjoy the time that you've got.
Basically, yeah. And there have been some nice little moments, actually, especially after the storm. And our place, you know, the road looked a bit worse for wear. But I think one time we escaped to town to go get some supplies and things like that. It was, the road was a bit hairy at the time, but we bought back, I don't know, like 4 boxes of beer. We just sat on the road with all the neighbours and people from the community walking past, and we just sat there having some beers and chatting away until the sun went down. That was one really nice moment, you know? So there's things like that. So, yeah, definitely taking some positivity out of it. But, yeah, I hear you, Stephen, one day at a time.
Yep.
One hour at a time sometimes. Amy, have you got any advice for, you know, taking new people in that have been affected by the storm, such as us?
Basically, stay home, bit safe.
Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Because you are safest at home when you can be. So,
my house all fine.
It's good, yeah, yeah, luckily.
Yeah, we got power, we got Wi-Fi, so we're good.
Right on.
I heard your sister Amy.
It's getting huge now. Pregnant now.
About 5 weeks away now from giving birth.
Yeah. I'm looking forward. Don't ask me for seeing the baby out of bed.
Yeah, some more stories to follow from that too. So it's been a very unexpected year, but so far so good. Everyone's healthy, everyone's safe. What else has been happening, Stephen? Any shows or anything?
No.
So it's been a bit of a... I think it's one of those summers you want your money back on. You know, you want to be able to go into next summer and go, okay, we'll do a summer.
Hopefully.
Now. Yeah. Anyway, so... One of those sayings is you can't write that stuff, and it's hard to sort of predict what's going to happen next. But this song and theme is called All She Wrote, and it's by
660.
All right, let's listen. Let's hear it.
On Speakeasy FM.
I'm just walking down these city lines. Yeah, I'm just trying to find my way. Time flies like the spark in your eyes when you're taking it day by day. Time heals all. They were wrong, but ain't no use in looking back. It's already gone. You give and you take, you love and you chase. That's all she wrote. I'm just trying to save you time. I can give you some wings and advice, but that ain't gonna make you fly. You need to find your own peace of mind, 'cause ain't no use in looking back. Move on, move on. You give and you take, you love and you chase. She wrote, you laugh and you cry, you live and you die. That's all she wrote.
I'm just living my life. 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 I'm just living my life.
We wanna be older when we're younger. We wanna be younger when we're older. It's just confusion until it's over. That's all she wrote. We wanna be older when we're younger. We wanna be younger when we're older. It's just confusion until it's over. That's all she wrote. You give and you take, you love and you chase. You laugh and you cry, you live and you die.
minutes, time for SpeakATVM News.
All right. Paul Butson.
Yeah, and the news this week, something a little different, something a little close to home. Talking about the...
My holiday house.
Yeah, your holiday house, our house. Mm-hmm. Speaking and theme of talking about cyclone damage and things like that, one of the unfortunate things that happen times like this when people aren't at their house is looting and things you got to watch out for, like unprovoked crime. Like I said earlier, we got burgled on Saturday night. Of course, the news story started to pour out coming Monday. I'll just read one, but this is from the New Zealand Herald on Monday. It's Pihau locals pin burglar to ground after woman assaulted in her home. So that woman was a lovely neighbour across the road who was, I suspect, making dinner. She had a wooden spoon in her hand. She came out and discovered someone in her car trying to steal it. She confronted him. He had a go at her, unfortunately, and our neighbour was more than a hero. In my eyes, he did exactly what he should have. Anyway, I read the article. Pihau locals have stepped in to catch a burglar after he allegedly assaulted an elderly woman in her home. The incident on Glen Esk Road, it's our road, on Saturday night has left residents in the community on Auckland's west coast concerned for their safety as they continue to rebuild from Cyclone Gabrielle. A police spokeswoman... spokesperson said they were notified of an attempted burglary and an assault on Glen Esk Road at 8:05 p.m. A 19-year-old is due to appear in the Waitaki District Court on Thursday on charges of assault and burglary. I'll leave it there, but it just goes on to talk about how well the community really did step in. That was an interesting scenario. There's a couple of other news reports too, very similar, but... talking about how it is a very flood hit community and people just really have no tolerance for it. Yeah, Stephen, what are your thoughts? What would you have done if you'd saw that guy on your camera like I did?
I would have got my sister to deal with him.
Yeah, it's good having people nearby that you can call.
I'm gonna die
if we were there, it could have been a different scenario, for better or worse. I'm not sure. Who knows? But I don't think you know until you're actually in that moment. But he broke our door handle. He had a really good go at it. Didn't quite make it in.
He nearly broke your door.
He broke our door handle, yeah. So you can't get into the house right now, which is extra frustrating. So we're waiting for a locksmith to come and take care of it. So contractors can carry on with what they need to do.
Yeah, you seem to be there forever, Paul.
What's that?
You seem to be there for now.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Was that you?
Yes, me.
Do you know this guy? This nameless person?
Stole my sister's house and let him stay with us.
Yeah.
I mean, was it my fault too?
So it was.
Was it your fault? Yeah.
I want to play something for my dad.
Yeah, right on. There is 15 minutes left in the show, so let's push on with a song.
Can you play the Elvis one?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Can't Help Falling in Love.
Yeah.
By Elvis Presley. On your Friday night on Speakeasy
FM. This is from a dance band. if you want to come with us, so you can.
Don't mind if I do. No, yeah, that would be wonderful.
It's a big family holiday.
Yeah, I mean, these are all great things to look forward to.
So don't
as a growing family.
Let my dad do it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we all go together.
Oh, absolutely. Fantastic.
I like going on cruise as well, so.
Who wouldn't?
I want to go and spend time with my nephew.
That's it. Well, that's it. You're on one place, and that's the beauty of it, I think. And you get to see all the cool places and eat all the nice food. And we'll hear more about that shortly. Let's play a song, and this is going to be in theme with something that you're doing tonight. You want to tell the listeners where you're going?
Well, recently, I do like him. I know I don't have fun with him, but I'm coming to his my second cousin.
Wait, so let's unpack that a sec, because you said a lot in one sentence.
Sorry.
He is technically part of your family.
Yes, part of my family.
We'll explain this link after the song.
Yeah.
Because there's a bit to unpack. You are going to a show. It's going to be a huge show, one of the biggest New Zealand's ever seen at Eden Park. And what else did you say? You said something about...
I'm not really a fan of them, but I'm only going there because it's my second cousin.
Yeah, right. But you're a fan.
Yeah, I do like his songs.
All right. Without further ado, do you want to say who this is and we'll dive in?
Well, this is my second cousin's husband. So this is Ed Sheeran, and I'll tell you what song he's going to play. So enjoy it.
Stories to follow. Here's Ed Sheeran. This is Shivers. I'll speak.
Heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar. Fill up the engine, we can drive real far. Go dancing underneath the stars. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Got me feeling like I wanna be that guy.
Shiver, baby, you burn so hot, you make me shiver.
Shivers by Ed Sheeran.
That's why that's my favourite song, that one. I hope he sings that tonight.
Yeah, so you're seeing him tonight. You're seeing him at Eden Park. You and about 80,000 others. Well,
yeah, I'm going with Kelly, actually.
Kelly, your friend Kelly?
Yeah.
That's going to be fun for you too. And then your parents are going tomorrow night, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm going with them. So I won't have time to watch TV.
Are you going twice?
Yeah.
Oh, you get to go twice.
And I won't have time to watch TV.
Yeah, no, you're going to have fun.
That's so good. Tomorrow I need to watch TV in a day. Before.
Get your TV fix in.
Yeah.
What happens if you don't watch TV?
I die.
You die, or the TV explodes, or something.
I get really bored.
Oh, no, not boredom. You know, I heard boredom is very good, and I believe this, is very good for creativity.
Yeah.
So I heard someone say the other day, can't remember who it was, but if you don't experience boredom in your life,
yeah,
you lose out on a lot of creativity. And I've had some, I remember a long time ago, before I got into all the work I do now, I'd do some pretty mundane jobs, you know, college jobs and things like that. Putting stickers on boxes, you know, when I was a teenager. And I got so creative in that time. And I realised it's because my brain becomes very relaxed.
I don't read too much TV in a day.
Yeah.
So, recently I do colouring, doing tapestries.
And I
watch TV at the end of the day.
That so for all of our listeners, Amy is a very good painter. And I mean this. I want to read you a couple of texts, actually, because my uncle, my uncle's a renowned artist.
Did he come to
He's
the
in galleries all over the country, in Australia too, I believe. So what was that, sorry?
Did I meet him?
Yes, yeah, Lyndon. Lyndon Stokes. Shout out to Lyndon Stokes.
So he came to the wedding?
Your he wedding? Did, yep, yep.
Yeah,
yep.
I think I met him. He told
so
me
So he's
that.
Ryan's he's father.
Ah.
And
he told me about his art.
Yeah, so I showed him a couple of yours. Well, he was around the other day, so he saw one that's
You're
on our wall.
You're showing him my art.
I do.
Maybe.
He said to me.
That's a nice way.
He said, I'll read you a text anyway for everyone. Hey, Paul, great finally catching up at PH yesterday. Very impressed with Amy's painting. Can you send me a pic of it so I can show Andy, which is his wife, Andrea? Hopefully she will do some more painting soon. I sent him the photo and da-da-da-da-da. And he said, thanks for sending that through. Andrea thinks it's beautiful too. Captured the light really well. And we went on to talk about your painting. See, there's some photos here of showing.
Yeah.
And he's genuinely very, very impressed. And he, you know, he's a professional artist.
Okay.
You're a very good painter, so I'm really excited to present the painting that you've done for our neighbours, John and Lizzie.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can't.
But tell me, so how are your pictures doing yet?
Yeah, that's a.
I actually ended the friend on Messenger.
It's a really good talent you've got there. So let's tell you what, though, on the Instagram page, Speakeasy New Zealand. That's on Instagram, Speakeasy New Zealand, all in word, obviously. We'll put some photos up of your paintings, shall we?
Yeah.
And we'll showcase. So please go to our Instagram page, Speakeasy New
Just
Zealand.
Just go to my Amy.
Totally. And you'll see what we're talking about because you are very good at it. All right. Whilst we wait for Stephen.
I really good with that because my cat is an artist.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll chuck some more up and we can do some showcasing. Let's jump into another song whilst we wait for Stephen, who will be here soon.
Oh, hopefully.
He's on his way.
Sorry.
Let's jump into a song by Snow Patrol.
Yeah.
All right.
I actually love that song.
Chasing Cars.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're sold before we get too old. Show me a
your community. Planet FM on planetaudio.com.